Welcome to Torah Timecha HaVtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Re'eh, we read from Sefer Yeshayahu, chapter 54, verse 11, to chapter 55, verse 5. This is the third of the Shiva Dinechemta, the seven prophecies of comfort. When we open this week's HaVtorah from Yeshayahu, we are struck by how familiar the opening words sound. Just last week, we read the plaintive cry of Tzion. Vatomer Tzion, azavani Hashem, v'Hashem shechechani. Tzion felt abandoned, forgotten, left behind. And this week, we hear again. Aniya so'ara lo nuchama. O you afflicted, tossed with storm and not comforted. The city, storm-tossed, feels battered and still refuses to be consoled. After so many psukim of Nechama, after promises of redemption and rebuilding, Yerushalayim still cannot feel comforted. What is she waiting for? What will finally bring comfort? Yeshayahu does not brush this aside. He does not say, clearly you cannot be comforted, so let's move on. Instead, he presses deeper, trying to reach the root. And what vision does he share? He describes Yerushalayim rebuilt with dazzling beauty. In this same verse 11, Hine anochi marbitz bapuch avanayach visadetich besapirim. Behold, I will lay your stones with fair colors and lay your foundations with sapphires. And verse 12, Visamti karchod shimshosayach usharayach laavne ektach v'chol gvuleich laavne chefet. I will make your windows of rubies and your gates of beryl and all your borders of choicest stones. Precious stones in the foundations, gates of sparkling jewels, boundaries lined with gems. The Mefarshim teach us that these stones are not only symbols of wealth, but they connect to the stones of the Choshen, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. In other words, the comfort is not merely that we will walk on jewels, but that we will all come home, home to the Beis HaMikdash, to the service of Hashem, to a place where judgment is fair and peace reigns. Yerushalayim will no longer be a place of strife, but a place where even disputes end in reconciliation. Chazal speak of two people approaching Yerushalayim with a financial quarrel in the times of Mashiach, coming to Yerushalayim to be judged by Mashiach. One will bend down, pick up a jewel and say, here, is this what I owe you? And the other will answer, this is worth far more than what you owed me. And the two will walk on together, hand in hand. This vision of Yerushalayim is that the fighting stops. But Yeshayahu goes deeper still. He tells us what that peace looks like at its root. V'chol banayich limudei Hashem, v'rav shalom banayich. All your children will be students of Hashem. And the great and great will be the peace of your children. The peace of Yerushalayim is not only that the streets are full of jewels, but that the people are full of Torah. When our focus is upward, when we are limudei Hashem, learning Hashem's will, learning what it means to live as a tzelem Elokim, the inevitable result is shalom. Because when we all share one higher goal, we will no longer fight one another. True peace is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of a shared, higher, divine purpose. The pasuk continues in verse 14, Bitzdaka tikonani rachaki me'oshek ki lo sira'i umimchita ki lo sikrave layech. In righteousness will you be established, keep away from oppression, then you shall not fear, and from terror, then it shall not come near you. Many explain, this means you will have peace from within and peace from without, that you no longer need to fear attacks from enemies, that you will no longer be mistreated. But Rashi explains, Rachaki me'oshek, tirchaki mila'ashok b'nei adam, kiderach sha'osim rishaim, sha'osfim mamon migazel, aval atem lo titzdarchu l'gzol, כי לא סירו מדלוס ועניוס. You will stay far from oppressing other people in the manner that the wicked do. They accumulate money through robbery, but you will not need to rob, for you will not fear poverty or straits or ruin, for it shall neither come nor shall it approach you. This is very different. You will no longer mistreat. You will be established in righteousness, far from oppression, unafraid of destruction. Why is there so much oppression and strife in the world? Because people feel lacking. They feel aniya. They feel poor, empty, unsatisfied. So they grab, they compete, they fight. But when we feel full, when we know we are enough, when we are focused on Hashem and not chasing after more, then the fighting ends. That is the true comfort. And this flows directly into the next parak. Hoi kol tamei l'chu l'mayim, v'asher ein lo kasef, l'chu shivru v'echolu, u'l'chu shivru b'lo kasef u'v'lo mechir yayin v'chalav. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come to the water, and he that has no money, come buy and eat, come get milk and wine without money and without price. In verse 2, Lama sishgalu kasef below lechem, v'igiachem below lisav'a, shim'u shamoa elai v'ichlu tov, v'tis anag badeshen nafshechem. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently to me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in luxury. This is the second root of shalom, feeling full. So much conflict in life comes from jealousy, from hunger, from the sense of always needing more. But Torah is like water. It's free. It is abundant. It fills us without limit. Hatuaz nechem uluchu elai. Shimu utachi nafshechem. Lend your ear to me. Come to me. Listen, let your soul live again. When we drink from this water, we feel satisfied. We are no longer restless, no longer jealous. That fullness leads to true peace. So we can now return to our opening question. Why is Yerushalayim still lo nuchama, not comforted? Because she is waiting for a deeper comfort, not only abundance, not only beauty. The comfort of Yerushalayim is the comfort of shalom, the day when we stop fighting. And that shalom comes from two sources that is truly one. From looking upward, from being limudei Hashem, learning what it means to be a Tzelem Elokim, and from quenching our thirst with those waters of Torah, finding the satisfaction and fullness that stop the endless chasing. Of course, this is a truth that we live. So much of the outer strife we see in the world and in our communities really begins inside. When a person feels empty, unfulfilled, always thirsty for something they cannot quite reach, it creates an inner restlessness. That inner turmoil easily spills outward into jealousy, competition, arguments, and even oppression. But when a person feels full, when they live with inner peace, they no longer need to fight. That is why Yeshayahu's vision of comfort is not only about what happens between nations or between neighbors, but about what happens within each of us. When we drink deeply from Torah, when our own thirst is quenched, we carry ourselves differently. We no longer grab at others. We no longer need to prove ourselves. And the result is that inner peace blossoms outward into true shalom. That is why Yeshayahu does not give up after so many psukim of Nechama. He keeps going layer after layer until he reaches the root. True comfort is not in possessions, but in presence. The presence of Hashem in our lives, the Torah that fills us and makes us whole. And when that happens, when Aniya Lo Nuchama finally learns that her comfort is Shalom, Yerushalayim will truly be consoled. The Haftorah is not only a vision for the future, it is also a mirror for us now. Each of us knows what it feels like to live thirsty, restless, and unfulfilled. And each of us has tasted moments of inner fullness, when closeness to Hashem, when Torah gives us peace inside. Yeshayahu teaches us that these moments of inner peace are not private. They ripple outward, bringing shalom into our families, our communities, and ultimately Yerushalayim herself. And so, our task now, even in Galus, is perhaps to begin living the Nechama of Yerushalayim by finding our own peace in Torah, in Hashem, and in who we are as His children. Thank you for learning together.